Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being here. We are back again here in Carlsbad to continue discussions on the data that has been analyzed by the California Cancer Registry to address community concerns about cancer rates in Carlsbad. My name is Dr. Wilma Wooten. I'm the public health officer for the County of San Diego Health and Human Services Agency. Our purpose for the second community forum this evening is to have the California Cancer Registry provide the latest results of the cancer rates in Carlsbad. Also, our goal tonight is to provide several opportunities for citizens to ask any and all questions that you might have regarding this issue. Many of you have just participated in the tabletop workshop outside in the forum where state and local agency experts have been able to answer your questions. Also, during the remaining of the evening, we will have several other opportunities for you to ask your questions. Many of you already now have a note card, and we encourage you to ask questions throughout the remaining evening, and also we will have ample opportunity for people to ask questions directly at four mics in the two center aisles. I would like to bring everyone up to date on what has happened since our first community forum on April 21st. Since this meeting, the county has done several key and important activities. They've implemented these activities over the past 2 months. The first is that we launched a website on May 3rd, and the URL is carlsbadcancerconcerns.com. This was launched to provide a single source of information as well as a mechanism for residents to provide information about any cancer cases that they wanted us to know about to pass on to the California Cancer Registry. This website is updated every Friday by the close of business. We also formed a task force, which is composed of Carlsbad community residents along with county staff, and I'd like to introduce Mr. John Quartarone, who's the chair of this task force. We have had three meetings with these members over the past 2 months. We also created an agency work group composed of state and local agencies that help us in planning for this particular forum, and we have them represented here this evening, and I will introduce them shortly. Everyone here, including myself, has lost a loved one, know someone who has lost a loved one or a family or friend. It is never easy when this happens. And our sympathies go out to all of you who have either are currently battling with cancer or who have lost a family member or a friend due to this tragedy. The County of San Diego has taken your concerns very seriously, and we are here tonight to provide feedback regarding the concern of increased cancer rates in Carlsbad. And we are here to answer questions that you want answered. I would like to take this opportunity now to introduce the task force members. As I stated, Mr. John Quartarone is the chair, and I'm going to call the members of the other task force members, and I'd ask you to stand if you are in the audience. Mr. Travis Burleson, if you would stand. Kathy Devich. Carrie Siegman, Dr. Phil Ziering, Dr. John Carrata, and Peter Dean. So these are the members that have participated in our conference calls. Other members were added on at the end, at the same time or after the last conference call, and these are members that may be called upon in the future if the need is required. Additionally, I would like to take the opportunity to introduce some of our content experts that are present here this evening, and I will introduce everyone on my left. The first, I've already introduced Mr. Quartarone. The second person is Mr. Bill Bossen, who's the chief toxicologist for the California Department of Toxic Substance Control. Tom Cotto, also with the Department of Toxic Substance Control. Marcia Einger, who's the Chief California Birth Defects Monitoring Program with the California Department of Public Health. Our next specialist is Mahmoud Hussain, who's the Chief Monitoring and Technical Services Division with the San Diego Air Pollution Control District. Dr. Donald Lyman, who I'm honored to present, who is the chief of the Division of Chronic Disease and Injury Control with the California Department of Health. Dr. Lyman will be our keynote speaker for the evening. Our next expert is Margaret McCusker, who's the medical officer with the California Cancer Surveillance and Research Branch, California Department of Public Health. Then we have Jack Miller, who's with the County of San Diego. He's the chief of the Department of Environmental Health. And we have Stephen Pyler, who's with the California Municipal Water District. And we have two representatives from the American Cancer Society. The first is Dr. William Stanton, who is an oncologist at Scripps Cancer Center, and Linda Barber, who's the Regional Health Promotion Director with the American Cancer Society, and both of these individuals will be representing American Cancer Society tonight. And last, I'd like to introduce Dr. John Roach, who is the District Superintendent for the Carlsbad Unified School District. So these are our content experts tonight, and we'll be available after the presentation to answer any questions that you have posed either via the cards or directly from the microphones. Now I would like to ask Mr. Quarteroni to come up to the podium, and he would like to say a few words to the audience as well. Mr. Quarteroni.
Thank you, Dr. Wilton, and other members here tonight. Thank you so much. I have a few disturbing things to tell everyone tonight, and I need to first let you know that as of last night, I've been contacted by over 430 people in Carlsbad that now have contacted me with some form of cancer. It's rather disturbing. I didn't think at this point in my life I would ever be saying that to anybody, but it's very disturbing that this number keeps growing and growing and growing. And again, I'm only one person, and I just feel we need to come together and find a solution for this problem. As you know, a law was passed in California in 1999 requiring that soil be tested at any public school built. After the law was passed, and that the soil be removed and placed in any toxins were found. Kelly School was built in 1979, and the native soil there has never been tested, even till this day, the native soil. There's been testing of the playground soil, which is imported. I asked the school district to send me, I asked them some questions back on April the 28th, and several questions that were about the school grounds. One question I asked was that what kind of business farm activity was on Kelly School site before 1979? The response was unknown by district at this time, searching records to see what information is available. As we know, today's date is June 28th. And I'm still waiting for an answer. Well, I'll give you an answer. I've talked to several residents of Carlsbad, people who've been here for a long, long time, and they gave me an answer. Kelly School site was originally used for agriculture and was much of the air surrounding the site. Arsenic, DDT, etc., was widely used on farms, including those in Carlsbad, to control rodents. Arsenic can and will remain in the soil for over 30 years. I spoke to a former teacher last night. My wife and I had a long conversation, but she was a teacher for 40 years in Carlsbad. And she tells me of the, again, of these pesticides that were used in Carlsbad throughout the area. Other resident writes to me, and this is just a microcosm of the hundreds of emails that I have received over the last several months. Hi, John. I happen to be married to one of the few original residents of this area who happens to be a farmer, son of a farmer, grandson of a farmer. He says the entire area was used to be farmland. And what they used, pesticides back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, would make your hair stand on end. His own grandfather died of cancer after a lifetime of spreading DDT and more out with his bare hands. Most of the pesticides, of course, were spread around the fields. But in certain places where storage shacks stood, many contained a higher concentration of the stuff. In your quest to find out what's in the soil, your group may want to look at the old detail maps of the area and talk to former owners of the land. They would know where these toxins were stored. The site of the new Carlsbad High School is 2 miles away from Kelly School and at much higher elevation. It was tested before construction could begin and was found to have concentrations of arsenic. At the public forum, you'll be told, according to the California Cancer Registry, that cancers are very common, and 446 out of 441 in every 100,000 people will have cancer during their lifetime, the vast majority over 40. What you may not hear is that the incidence of cancer is extremely rare among school-age children. According to the National Cancer Institute, an average of 1 to 2 children in every 10,000 will have cancer. My son Chase passed away in December of last year, and his cancer was a rare cancer for his type of cancer. He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and as we found out, it was definitely environmental. And most people who have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma are much older. Kelly School graduates 60 to 75 children every year. Between 2000 and 2010, less than 1,000 children have graduated from Kelly. During that same period of time, at least, and I say this in general terms because, again, I'm only one person, at least 18 children who attended Kelly School have been diagnosed with cancer. This is over the past 10 years. 4 of them are deceased. Another sad fact is 2 children have passed away from cancer this year in Carlsbad. One from Jefferson School and one from Valley Junior High School. During the same time frame, 9 teachers from Kelly School have also been diagnosed with cancer. These numbers are way beyond the norm, and testing needs to be done now. Parents can be reassured that many of the children in Carlsbad attend newer schools where the soil has been tested and the soil has been remediated when necessary. We believe parents, students, and teachers, and staff at Kelly School and the other ancestor schools deserve the same peace of mind. They deserve to know their schools are safe. District staff has told me that there are a total of 9 schools in Carlsbad that have never been tested. I find that amazing over the period of the last 10 years or more. A representative of the Carlsbad Unified School District has also indicated that the school board members will not approve the testing. Their concern with the untested schools in Carlsbad will demand testing, and also, according to the representative, they're afraid of the cost of the fix. How much is it going to cost? We as concerned citizens of Carlsbad are concerned that Kelly is unsafe. The other schools are unsafe. We really need to know Is Kelley School safe? Are the schools on Carlsbad safe for our children and our teachers? I'd like to introduce my wife, Stacy. She would like to say a few words to you.
My name is Stacy Corderoni, and I'm Chase's mommy. Chase was the spitting image of health. He never missed a day of school. He was strong. His legs were tree trunks. He played every sport. He played soccer on Kelley Field. He went to Kelley Elementary. In fact, he told me before he passed, it was his best time of his life. He had the most incredible teachers, and he loved Kelley more than anything, his friends and the social activities, the academics. He loved school more than anything. He loved his family and friends as well, but he just loved school. He was an amazing boy, and you should know about him. He was so compassionate, and he always put others first. And he said to me two times when he was suffering so much, he said, "Mommy, don't let anybody get what I have. Don't let anybody in Carlsbad experience what I've gone through." He went through a year of hell. He was in the worst amount of pain. Think of, you know, someone being crucified. That's what he was, crucified with needles and spinal taps and tests and exams and IVs and chemo. You can't even imagine. Poison, total poison. And that's what actually killed him, was the chemo. And they say that if you have a rare cancer, this is what this doctor who ran the last forum, who probably why many people aren't here tonight because of him, he said, if you have a rare cancer, that dictates something is wrong with the environment. And my son had the rarest form. It's called mediastinal cancer right near the heart, and no child gets it, none. So they had no answers for us. And now we're finding out children with brain cancer and, you know, cancers that just don't apply to children. And the last boy that just died, it was last week. He went to Jefferson, and then he was at Valley. He died of brain cancer, 13. Another girl since months ago, Burkitt's lymphoma. Children do not get Burkitt's, and it's so rare. We live right near Kelley, way up on the top of the hillside, and there have been four children within a block of our house that have died in the last 7 years. Two of heart failure, two of cancer, a block from our house. And we knew every single one of them, and they're friends of ours, their families. That's four, just within our little neighborhood. Now, we started this whole project, and my husband is really the key. I've been in the background. We went to a power plant meeting to stop the expansion. They want to build it 10 times as big as it is right now because we believe that that had the biggest contribution, I believe. It's the power plant and the pesticides and all our land where our houses are and our schools are. And we couldn't believe how many people came up to us and said, "I know someone that has cancer. My family has cancer, and this is how it all began. This is why this is happening." And it's amazing that, you know, we have so much support from all of you, and the amount of calls we have gotten. The mayor, he's here right now. He called us and said, "We will do something. We will not let our children die of cancer. And Mr. Lewis, I'm counting on you. The city council needs to work with the school district because the school district is not working with us. People love Carlsbad, they're not. I am furious. These are our children. They're dying. There are 18 children at Kelley alone. Two at Jefferson. We don't know how many beautiful children in the Latino population are being affected. We don't have those statistics. But I can tell you Children's Hospital is filled with children of Latino descent. Tons. We need help from the school district, and the letter they gave you today, it's so not right because they would not let us test Theirs is biased. We need an unbiased test that represents the people, not the school district. We were told they tested the sand that was brought in. Sand, new sand. And now they tell us, oh, by the way, the testing company did test a little bit of soil. Just at the playground, not the school, and it's the classrooms. 9 teachers have gotten cancer and more. We, like my husband said, another one called who started teaching in 57, and she had a double mastectomy. There are many more than 9 teachers just from Kelly, but it's not just Kelly. It's all our schools, like my husband said. The soil needs to be tested. The air needs to be tested. The water needs to be tested. And it's not just Kelly or North Carlsbad. It's South Carlsbad. If you saw the map out in the lobby, please look at it. It doesn't represent all the people that have called us and emailed us. But anyway, I just want the school district and the city council and the state and even the federal government to come in and help us. We need our city tested. We need to save not only our beautiful children, but all the adults as well. And I do want to share this with you. We're learning that there are streets with 5 cancers, 5 birth defects. One street we learned about last week, this one street has 5 children that are deaf. Another street had 3 birth defects. Another street had, they said, 5 stillborns right by the high school. And that we're not making this up. And these are people that are in their 60s and 70s that are telling us this. They tested the high school football field for arsenic, but did not test the rest of the high school. Both my children were at the high school on Chase Pass. And they're building right now. They're tearing everything up. It's a total mess. Do you want your children, if they're at the high school, to breathe in all those, you know, toxins that are being released? That was a piece of farmland. And I don't have the answers. That's why all of you are here. You're here. You were elected, and you were hired by the people for the people. Your number one job is to save the people, right? That's why you're here tonight. That's why you have this job, is to protect us. We are your community. We are the people. And we need your help. My husband can't do it, and his group of people that care so much. You have to step in. Dr. Roach, you have to step in. It's your boys and girls from Carlsbad School District, the city council. You have to step in. This is your city. You want to save the people. We're counting on you to show us. My husband and I keep saying the baton pass. City Council says, well, we're waiting for the school district. It's a legal thing. We're waiting for this wonderful woman to come up and say, the county's going to help us. The state's going to help us. The federal government's going to help us. Bill Bray said to my husband, we have federal funds that will test. We need the school district to okay that. We need the city to step in and make sure that happens. We have people who are coming up to us now and saying, we can fund it. They're so worried about money. Why is money always the reason? And why do children and people have to die, right, before something is changed? People have to die before something happens. And I have so much more to say, but I just want everyone to know how much it means to us that you're all here and you care so much, and that we need your help, and that if you didn't sign up in the front, that we would love you to be participants, because we believe, and I believe from the get-go, we need to go door-to-door and go to every single house in Carlsbad, because I'm afraid that we're going to find out about thousands of cases. Because we're just at the tip of the iceberg, and people are finally reading the paper or listening or finding out from friends. And we're getting a lot of calls from out of state that these people lived in Carlsbad and they have lost family members and they have lost others that lived in Carlsbad. And
And I know there are many people that have to talk, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Quarteroni, thank you for your very moving comments.